Jesus hates death. Jesus hates death. Do you believe this? Death was, after we had turned away from God and fallen, it was the great prize of the enemy. It was his great prize, and his beloved trophy was that of death, such that death and the enemy, Satan, they became in one sense synonymous with one another, that he was the spirit of death. And it was death, the sword of it, that he wielded now, that the enemy was able to cut us off even after we had fallen and we had lost the spirit of life, that it was the sword of death that he was able to sever us from the last goodness and remnants of God in this creation of his and from him entirely. That death was the sword that the enemy used to sever us entirely from God at last and finally. But it was that very sword of death that Jesus, through his Paschal mystery, his passion, his death and his resurrection, that he entered into, and defeating death, he took the sword of it and he turned it on Satan, such that because of him and his resurrection, death now becomes not the thing that severs us from God, but he has taken that sword and death becomes the thing that unites us most closely with him. Do you believe this? And Jesus himself, he identifies himself as this victory over death, which is coming. Martha, coming to him, and Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Jesus always desires us to share with him in what he is doing. He is always at work. And he wants all of us to share in his victory. And how do we do that? How is that accomplished within us? We share in his victory over death through faith, through the power of faith in Jesus Christ. He heard that Lazarus was sick. And so because he loved Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus, because he loved them, he waited 2 days. Why? Do you believe that was an act of love of Jesus? He heard he was sick and waited 2 days because he loved them. Because what he wanted within them was not just to behold a healing and not just to behold even the miracle of him raising Lazarus from the dead, but what he wanted within them because of his love for them is that they might believe, that they might be filled with the spirit of life and the spirit of God in belief in him who is the resurrection. That this is what he desired for them. I invite you to examine your life. Because as St. Paul says, that God, who has conquered death, has given us his very spirit, and he has filled us with it. And what this does is this fills us with something that was taken away, and in the void the spirit of death entered. We're born into a spirit of death, everyone. And that is what lives within us. But through the sacrament of baptism and through faith, through belief in Jesus Christ, he fills us with the spirit of life. And St. Paul speaks about this. But though we know that we have the Spirit of life within us, there can be pockets, there can be places within our souls and within our life where death resides, little pockets of death. And so I invite you to examine your life and your soul. I want you to look at your life and look into the past. To look back over the years of your life, and where in your past do you see the very darkest moments? The most painful, darkest moments that are there. The moments in which even just calling them to mind, or maybe continually, they're the source of great sadness and even depression in your life. The spirit of evil tells us that these things in our past, they are but dead corpses, and that they lie there in your past dead. But what Jesus invites us to, and what the Spirit of God invites us to, is to take those moments of darkness and to place them with faith into Jesus' hands, to roll away the stone from those graves, knowing in faith that what Jesus does is he takes those moments of darkness and pain in our life and he transforms them into the moments of greatest grace. That when you look back upon your life, pray God with his vision, that you'll see that those moments of immense pain and darkness were truly moments of immense light in which God's grace broke through, in which he transformed them. Do you believe this? Or is it all just a load of crap? Or is what he says true? Behold, I make all things new. And that in the way that he takes the sword of death that severs, and he instead thrusts it through the enemy and defeats death where there is no more sting to it. Why and how? Through the power of faith in Jesus Christ and his resurrection. And that he takes darkness and death and he transforms it into life. I want you to examine and look at your life in the future, which is tough because you can't see anything. But I want you to imagine, as we do, to imagine the future that lies before you for yourself and your life, for your family, those who you hold most dear and you love so dearly, the future for our nation and the world, which is darker than we see. And as you imagine the future that lies before you, what are the things that truly fill you with worry and real anxiety? Those are pockets of death. And what Jesus invites us to do in this, his very spirit, is to walk with him in faith, knowing, yes, you cannot see what the path ahead looks like and what lies in that path. And you will not know. But what Jesus promises to us is that he will be with us and that he promises to walk with us. And that when you walk with the Lord in faith, that your future is not one which is dead on arrival. The future that lies in store for you will not be miscarried. But instead, when you walk with faith in the Lord, it is one that whatever comes will be filled with the life of God. And everyone, what's more, is it will be filled with the life of God and it will give glory to God. What does that mean? It will give glory to God, that others will see the faith that is alive within you And they will see and believe as well that you will not only become filled with his life, but you become a conduit of his life. That his resurrected life is within you, and others will see it, encounter it, and they themselves will believe as well. And do you believe this? And I want you to look now and consider where you're at right now and where we're at. That contrasted is the spirit of death and the spirit of God. And there are those who can live entirely within the spirit of death, in which they're filled and they're dominated by despair and hopelessness. But what God calls us to, and what he gives us the grace for, and is poured within our souls in baptism, is his spirit of life, to live in a different way, to live by faith in him, and to live a life of hope and freedom. But we know that oftentimes where we're at is somewhere between that. And those places, a little child feels it, which is those places and those pockets of death. Everyone, Jesus hates those. The pockets of death that are within you, he hates them, but he loves you. He hates the death that's within you and me, but he loves us with the entirety of his being. And what he desires is to fill us with his new and resurrected life. And so what he invites us to in these coming weeks when we enter into his Paschal mystery is to walk with him in deep faith into his passion of Holy Thursday, entering into it, and Good Friday and his death, and into the resurrection of the Easter Vigil, that walking with him, he might take what is dead within us and rise it to new life. Do you believe this? Do you believe that Jesus can do this? Do you believe that he desires to do this for you? Do you believe in him who is the resurrection and the life?